Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for February 4th through the 10th of 2024. So our quote for the week says, become self-directed instead of other-directed. Deep breath. So this week must be all about you. I know we've got the Gate of Power, so that's part of the reason I'm trying to post this by the 1st on Thursday, so that you get it in time to possibly join me for a live fire ceremony on Sunday to honor the turn of the wheel. This Gate of Power, the Aquarius Gate of Power, always brings a time of change, activates new hopes and dreams, expands your perspective on the new year, hopefully. You get to define freedom and sovereignty for yourself. What's your new definition this year? Independence and leadership come up. A new beginning and clean slate. Healing of all self-love issues, we can claim that. Acknowledging a turning point. Complete rebirth, new life, and revitalized image. So right now, we're dreaming up our unique contribution that we would like to express in the coming months. Trying new and innovative ways for living. Your unique contribution to the community, like I said. Using the sacred season to rest, replenish, and ruminate. Inspiring fiery creativity, new projects, or infusion of energy into old projects. That can happen too if there's still some life in them. Now, all kind of earth-based cultures celebrate the turn of the season. And of course, we have winter, spring, summer, fall, and then we have the gates of power that fall at the midpoints in between them. So we are at one that the Celts call Imbolc, the Catholics call Candlemas. Cross quarter, Aquarius Gate of Power. This is the second of 8 sacred seasons, inviting a renewal of the light. The light is returning, the days are getting longer, and the nights are getting shorter. Cross quarters are considered the gates of power, the in-between, the midpoint between the solstices and equinoxes. In agriculture, this is called the sweet spot, the thin membrane between seed and new life. This particular one inspires a purification through fire and water that will help you prepare space for the new energy to flow through. This is the season that you commit to the process of nurturing the intentions that you set for the new year around winter solstice. In order to create anew, often sacrifices, choices, and changes must be made. This time of year also coincides with several celebrations when many cultures give up something cherished in an effort to cleanse, clean, and clear a space for renewed growth within your being or your environment. This is about clearing space for the new to come in, so you should prepare as if it has already arrived. This season will culminate in 6 months in August with the Leo Gate of Power cross quarter, which is called Lammas. So what would you like to express or create by then? What are you willing to give up to further your goals? What are you willing to fight for in order to preserve or protect it? What relationships are you cultivating at this time? This is the turn of the wheel. And we are going to get together for our regular fire ceremony. This is a community event to which all are welcome. It's a free event, but we do ask a $22 donation, and we're very grateful for those who donate. We will be doing it around 7 o'clock Eastern, which is 4 p.m. Pacific. I do it live from my backyard. It's a good idea for you to have some kind of fire-safe container that you can write down all the things you'd like to release and clear in preparation for this new life that you can give to the fire. But otherwise, we get together. We talk about the energies for the quarter, which is 6 weeks. And for everyone that hangs till the end, we end up pulling cards for folks. And it's so wonderful. It's a great community event where we all bond and share our insights. So join us there if you can. There is a replay. The live Zoom will be uploaded to the classroom. The only way to get to it, though, is to register. So make sure you register, even if you can't make it live with us. That's Sunday the 4th. On Monday the 5th, Mercury enters Aquarius, and we're free from the first Mercury retrograde. Now, what changes have happened in your mental over the last 2 months alone? In your Sag Capricorn department, which has to do with your dreams and visions, as well as the reality that you build behind them. Now it slips into Aquarius, and this is the time of year when we review all that we have accomplished with an eye toward what we can build on in the upcoming new year. We get a little more serious and focused on our goals and how we will accomplish them. We will look at our exchanges to see which ones are solid and which ones are not, and we start to look at new commitments going forward. Mercury has just wrapped up its extended stay in Sag Capricorn, encouraging a rewrite of your personal story around your individual purpose. As it finally moves on, its first stop in Aquarius is with Pluto, so transformation is inevitable. Prepare for change on multiple levels. But Mercury starts with change your mind and your ass will follow, I promise. This is an opportunity to release any attachments to the old story of the old you. 2024 is new territory, and we have all been stripped pretty raw in recent years, so whatever parts of you, your ideas, thoughts, and concepts that are still solid, these are the unique aspects of you which need to shine now. Channel your unique perspective through diverse mediums. Be open to new language, revolutionary concepts, and radically different ideas that are likely to upset the status quo, but they will also usher in creative solutions. Okay, if we don't think outside the box, we're just going to keep going in circles. So use this time in Aquarius to clarify where you have held on to an old purpose or persona over long. Assess how rigid your own thinking can be periodically and under what circumstances it hurts more than it helps. Use Mercury and Aquarius energy to help break out of any kind of mental blockage or personal rut. This is the time to ask your guides for the most creative solutions, radical ideas, and unique genius to be awakened and channeled through you in a healthy, productive way that expands your individual world and makes you more valuable to the community. This is a rebirth after the retrograde period. Ashe. So, deep breath. Same day on Monday the 5th, it conjuncts Pluto, like I said. This is its first stop, so this activation plunges you into the depths of your own mind and consciousness, intensifying all forms of communication. Whether immersed in solitary contemplation or attempting to convey a message to another, superficial or breezy exchanges become unlikely under this energy. That would be Pluto. We do the soul work with Pluto. We go to the depths. It proves beneficial for soul searching when driven by an authentic desire for truth rather than an inclination to avoid it. However, it can be less favorable when fixated on someone or something that no longer serves your highest good. The challenge lies in the potential for intense focus on your own perspective, which, though valid, may obscure the obvious due to any emotional undercurrents which you may not be fully aware of at this time, okay? So Pluto also rules our subconscious levels. While your intensity can influence others, be mindful of the fine line between sharing information and attempting to persuade or manipulate, as the latter can attract more challenges and opposition. Conversely, you may find yourself on the receiving end of such intensity. As this energy is temporary, the optimal approach is to redirect that intensity inward, peeling back layers to discover your own truth and purpose. The channels are open for a brief period, allowing communication and reception from the deepest part of your soul self. Consider this an initiation of all new consciousness and self-expression. Ashe. So rebirth it. Let's do a little something different. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do different too, y'all. Then Tuesday the 6th, Pallas enters Sag. Now, mind you, Pallas is in a process with Scorpio and Sag, retrograding, lingering, rearranging things there. Now, May 16th, it'll re-enter Scorpio. It's still retrograde. So it went backwards in Sag, it's going forward in Scorpio. So we're rethinking our consciousness and our beliefs and the story we're telling around our healing, unique genius, prismatic perspective, healing capacity. Pallas is brilliant. We love her. And when she digs up in Scorpio and Sag, we are going to the root of both our wisdom and our pain and suffering and how we can turn that into something useful. So Pallas entered Scorpio, kicking off a process of evolution for a full year, November to November, November 23 to November 24. So we're in it, y'all, in a way that she has not done since 2001. First, she will move through Scorpio and then Sag and then retrograde, extending her stay in this zone of your chart. It is a powerful reset that will give you access to your own unique wisdom and power. Also, keep in mind, Scorpio brings the conception of a creative baby or an individual healing process. Sag will expand the creation or process in a spiritual or inspirational way, and then Capricorn will ask you to make it real, give it form and structure or a foundation to exist upon. And then you can go forward in Aquarius to serve humanity in some way, if you choose. So deep breath, this is a process all the way through November. We're recalibrating our psychic intuitive capacities. We are getting real because Scorpio's raw truth, Sag is higher truth. So we're not screwing around with anything fake or phony. This is an important process, but it's not like a one and done. So we got to pay attention. As Pallas moves through Sag, she activates your inner wise elder, the part of you that can conceive an expanded vision, heal the imagination, and change the world with your perceptions and unique perspective. This energy awakens your faith and renews your belief systems. She asks you to reflect on how deep the connection is between your physical and mental health and well-being and what you believe to be true or possible. For your inner artist, this energy can also inspire new creative expression that incorporates symbolism, philosophy, culture, and diverse beliefs. This energy will push you to be painfully honest with yourself and others, demanding integrity in all exchanges. This is the wisdom and power of bringing diverse ideas together to create an alchemical mix that is unique to that time and space. I love it. Note that Pallas is going retrograde in Sag and going direct in Scorpio, extending this entire process of recalibrating your beliefs so that you can step into your power and wisdom at a whole new level. This means that you will be doing a deep healing review in your Scorpio-Sag departments, and the idea is to glean as much wisdom and clarity as possible so that when it goes forward and moves on into Capricorn, you will have a whole new vision and some major healing already integrated, so manifesting the next level of your own unique genius and setting yourself up to make a contribution to society will flow organically. That's what we want. We want that ease and grace with honoring our purpose. And in this case, our power, healing, and wisdom. So one final note, the last few times that Pallas moved through Scorpio Sag was 2019. Before that, 2014-15. Before that, 2010. Before that, 05. So you see how it's about every 4 to 5 years, right? The last time it retrograded and lingered like it does this year was 2001. And the next time will be 28 to 29 is 5 years from now. So that's just the next time it'll hit Scorpio Sag. Probably won't retrograde there. So it entered Scorpio November 19th of 23. It enters Sag this week on February 6th. Retrogrades in Sag March 29th, around spring equinox. Re-enters Scorpio May 16th. Goes direct in Scorpio July 9th. Re-enters Sag September 8th, and finally enters Capricorn November 30th of 2024. So that is our one-year process, November to November. All the ladies are in a process, y'all, because now we're going to Wednesday the 7th, when Sirius enters Capricorn until December 7th. So Sirius has been lingering in all Capricorn. This is a pretty big deal, too. This is yet another indication of initiating new ways of nourishing ourselves and nurturing others that is up for renewal. That's the whole point of a retrograde. It's time to achieve a dream that is really close to your heart, and it can be a good time to nurture a business if that is what you're initiating at this time. It reminds me of advice that I give to those with Cancer Capricorn activated. Treat family like a business and business like a family. What I mean by that is to have really good boundaries, excellent communication, and conscious awareness of the family needs when dealing with loved ones that you share many lessons and much karma with. And at the same time, in business or dealing with the public, you want to treat them like the kinfolk that they really are, your sisters and brothers trying to figure out life just like you are. In Capricorn, the Council of Grandmothers are present and remind us that there is an element of social responsibility with this placement. It is a time to be completely responsible for your footprint on this planet. And it's time to look beyond yourself to see what you're actually contributing to the planet at this time. Are you leaving it better than you found it? It really is a delicious opportunity for us to start fresh with new structures in place that honor everyone's true purpose. Let's begin to visualize a world where more people know their true purpose and understand and honor it naturally and joyfully. Okay, deep breath. This is the part that causes depression if you don't have a purpose, okay? So if you're not nurturing your base and foundation in a way that is allowing it to be fortified to protect you, which is the Capricorn department, then we're doing something wrong. So here is where we want to nurture your needs. And one of the needs for humans, which we're totally seeing unfold the opposite, is that we have to have a purpose. And now with modern technology and you just have to push a button, people have lost their sense of purpose because survival has shifted. It's not the same thing it used to be. So here I just want you to nurture your structures, nurture your containers, check in with them, regroup because of the retrograde. It's time to reset them. It enters Capricorn now, but it retrogrades in May, goes direct in August, and hits Aquarius at the end of the year in December. So for a solid 10 months, February 7th to December 7th, we are in this zone of nurturing and nourishing our Capricorn department, whatever that may be, whatever area of life that is. You want to dig down and see what needs some nourishment, what's been neglected, what have you put off in that department that needs some attention. Same day on the 7th. 7th looks pretty busy, y'all. And have you noticed that on a light week where we only have one or two activations, it's all easy. And then the next week we get a flood like this. There's so many more this week than last. This one is Venus trining Uranus. This energy is bound to infuse a touch of excitement into your life, presenting opportunities to explore new avenues and intentionally immerse yourself in situations that demand improvisation or quick thinking. This is when I want you to improvise and think on your feet. We are amid a phase of breaking old patterns and reshaping them into more positive and effective forms. While you can still embody your true values and priorities, there has been a shift within you. This cosmic blessing enables alignment with greater personal integrity and authenticity, which permeates everything you cherish and hold dear. Relationships might feel unusually charged. Established relationships could experience a shakeup, adding a sprinkle of extra spice. While new relationships sparked during this time may be invigorating and unconventional, yet potentially short-lived. However, this brevity is not necessarily negative. It is an ideal opportunity for experimenting with fresh ideas and new ways of expressing, discovering what truly resonates with your heart. Use this energy to soak up some good energy and rare wisdom from those who are unique, those who do things differently and live life to the fullest. Ashe. So Venus gets with Uranus and Mars gets with Neptune. Both of these can shake things up, but just to get you thinking in new ways. I like it. So this energy propels your dreams into action. It is the perfect time to contemplate your true desires and assess whether your current path aligns with your larger life goals. Your intuition is particularly sharp, enhancing your alertness and readiness to act on received insights. The guidance you are receiving aims to steer you toward a more enlightened strategy for manifesting your truth and purpose. Additionally, this phase is conducive to tangibly assisting others in realizing their dreams as well. It carries the spirit of volunteer, idealistic, and devoted to catalyzing positive change. I love it. Mars and Neptune. So it's a mixed blessing, though. It's an opportunity. Like I said, you know, I'll have these Neptune downloads and the insights and, you know, piercing the veil a little bit to get some information. There's an opportunity here, but then you have to act on it to activate the potential, let's say. Then Thursday the 8th, we have Sun squaring off with Uranus. This is a little more challenging. As with any Uranus activation, this one disrupts the normal flow in order to facilitate a break to realign moment. While sometimes disruptive and challenging, the ultimate result is refreshing in some way. Consider the energy that thickens, gathering for a severe thunderstorm, then releasing buckets of heavy, steady rain for hours. You sleep deeply, and you awaken to a bright, sunny morning, with birds chirping unusually loud outside your window. Got the visual? This activation is the necessary challenge that gets your attention that something better is available, if you're willing to improvise and think on your feet. If you've been unusually restricted in some way, you may feel restless. Rather than being reactive to the unexpected shift, whether it comes from within or without, it's best to take a pause for the cause, step back, and try to gain some perspective. Remember to be present, Too far in the past can be depressing, and too far in the future, and you cause yourself unnecessary anxiety. Breathe, be under the sky, invite clarity about the next step, and trust your gut. This energy, while sometimes uncomfortable and often sudden, is very necessary to disrupt any illusions or delusions that you may be holding on to. It's time to express yourself in all new ways, so naturally, the old ways stop working in order to get your attention. Same day Thursday, Vesta goes direct in Gemini until March 31st. So this is 3 out of 4 in 1 week, y'all. So our sacred feminine is busy restructuring things for us, helping us recalibrate the balance. Vesta is what is sacred to you, the individual, and where we focus to the exclusion of other things. So let's dive in. Vesta has embarked on a year-long journey too, from June to June, June 23 to June 24, focusing its recalibration efforts on your Gemini Cancer departments. This cycle of recalibration occurs once every 4 years and carries significant transformative energy. Looking back, I delved into past occurrences. Vesta's last retrograde through all Gemini was in 2012-13. Similarly, the last retrograde solely in Cancer was 2005-06. And the combination of Gemini Cancer together last occurred in 1994-95, marking a pivotal era in my own sacred journey. Okay, the early 90s are also back with Saturn in Pisces. Vesta went backwards in Cancer, revealing how important physical safety and emotional security is to every human being. The retrograde asked you to reestablish personal self-care practices so that you can be stronger and more sovereign going forward. As it goes direct in Gemini, we activate this new consciousness around your personal needs. As you reassess and realign your language with your renewed vision, you will be able to rewrite your personal story, integrating a narrative enriched by a supportive network of friends and allies who champion your aspirations and sacred endeavors, Ashe. Vesta's lingering influence directly impacts both cardinal and mutable signs. So Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn are the cardinal. Gemini, Sag, Virgo, Pisces are the mutable. This cosmic journey deeply activates 2/3 of our chart, offering a potent and rare connection to our sacred selves. Those bearing Gemini Cancer energy undergo a profound initiation into their sacred self, a rarity in celestial alignments. Reflect upon who you were and what you held as sacred back in 94-95, if you're old enough. I know I got some youngins with me. That was a time that converges with other cosmic themes from the early 90s that are back now. I'll provide reminders along this journey, and best of luck to the transformative voyage of your sacred self. That's Vesta. So she entered Gemini in June of 23, entered Cancer of September of 23, retrograded in November of 23, re-entered Gemini December of 23, and this week goes direct in Gemini. So the process part of it is done. Now we're going to integrate all that's changed or what we've learned and go deeper with making certain things sacred, like communication and self-expression. Not just important, but sacred. Self-care, not just important, but sacred. Okay. Same day on the 8th, Thursday, is our monthly community event with the Power Circle. This is different from the Soul Sisters Fire Ceremony community event I do. That's different, live on Zoom. This is a conference call where we will get together and discuss the supermoons for the entire year of 2024, where they are falling very strongly. This first one is a super new moon in Aquarius, February 9th. We're going to talk about that in a second. That's one of three. Super new moon in Pisces, March 10th. Super new moon in Aries, which is also a solar eclipse. So now we have a super new moon solar eclipse in Aries, April 8th. So spring brings these new moons, super new moons, and fall is going to bring super full moons. So we're initiating in the beginning of the year and completing at the end of the year in very intense ways. There are eclipses on both sides. When we get to the end of the year, it'll be September 17th, is a super full moon lunar eclipse. And it's the first one in the Pisces Virgo series. So you see how for the next year or so, we're going to overlap with Aries, Libra eclipses, and Pisces, Virgo eclipses. This is intense, y'all. The overlaps are always challenging years. And then we have the super full moon in Aries, October 17th. So basically, the Pisces and Aries department are the ones getting the really deep cleanse from the moon. We're going to reset, initiate something really new and wonderful in the spring. But come fall, we're going to know what we need to clear out of there in order to allow those things to blossom. So we'll get together and talk about that. It's a free call. Again, the suggested donation is $22. And we're always grateful for that. All who register or donate receive the replay tools and resources. I usually post them on my YouTube and podcast channel, so they're open to everyone. If you actually register and submit your birth date, time, and place, then you will receive an additional email with your personal activations, which will basically be where that Pisces Aries is going to linger. I'll throw in Aquarius for bonus for this month, so that you know how those super moons, or let's say where those super moons are going to fall for you personally. That's what the activations are good for. So on the call, we talk about how we're all going to be affected. But your personal activations are of how you, the individual, based on your chart, are going to be affected. That's Thursday the 8th. Friday the 9th is Yay Yay Louisa Tisha's next money pouring ritual. You have to join her Patreon for $5 or more. But it's a really fun ritual that we do once a month on or around the new moon. This one is Friday, February 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And the link to her Patreon is in here too. This month, we are ready to seed completely new patterns and cycles of being an individual contributor to a larger community. Every year, we use this time to laser away the non-essential and anything blocking the new vision for the year from taking root. What is most important to you this year, 2024? Are you working on the new role that you want to play going forward at this new level of maturity and higher level of consciousness? And what kind of communities do you want to be a part of and contribute your energy to? Aquarius new moon, and this is a super new moon, is when you dig into how your own unique essence can contribute to humanity and the planet in some way. It's connecting to your heart and discerning, oh, this is the fixed breakdown. Okay, so Leo Aquarius and Taurus Scorpio are all related. And what happens during our regular lunation, let's say for this one, we started with the Leo full moon. So when Leo full moon, January 25th, Scorpio last quarter moon, February 2nd, this Aquarius super new moon, February 9th, and the first quarter moon in Taurus on February 16th. So they're all related and they're all different aspects of self that we're working through this lunation. And a super moon, for those who don't know, is when the Earth, Sun, and Moon are all in a tighter alignment, more exact. And this one isn't exact, that's usually super powerful. But in this regard, if you're watching sunset or later in the year when we have the super full moons, you'll watch the moon full moon rise. Either way, when it's a super new moon, the sunset looks bigger. When it's a super full moon, then the moon looks bigger. And part of the reason is, again, with that alignment, and it's a little closer to Earth. So right now we want to connect to the heart, which is Leo, to discern what you most value, which is Taurus, and are willing to build or invest in so that you're stabilized and whole enough to channel your own clean, authentic power, which is Scorpio, for the greater good of all life, which is Aquarius, where we are this month. My fixed babies are on deck. Aquarius initiation, Leo integration, Taurus Scorpio brings the growth, change, and development. December, January has led right to here and now. So it is good to do a little review of what new Sagittarius truth and story is emerging and what new Capricorn structure foundation you are creating that will contain, nurture, and support your new Aquarian unique brilliance that wants to come through you. Even if it is simply living more completely centered in your own authentic self and sharing that with others. Ashe, we love it. We invite your authentic self to shine their light for all of us. So this is the new moon where you can plant seeds of your unique contribution. Because you did the clearing 2 weeks ago at the Leo full moon of that which is no longer you, that no longer represents what you want to express to the world, is no longer really part of your authentic self. Clear that out and the unique contribution can really shine. All right, the last activation of the week is February 10th, Saturday, Mercury squares Jupiter. So this is kind of interesting. I like to think about these things. If Sun, the fuel and energy of this month, is squaring off with Uranus, asking us to definitely change something, then our thinking and consciousness has to evolve by the end of the week here with this square. This energy presents a challenge. It urges you to merge your individual perspective with the grander vision for your life. While it offers a fresh view of the broader perspective, you might find yourself less inclined toward the intricate details required to materialize it. It is a conducive phase for expanding consciousness and be more innovative in your thinking. Yet as you gain insights, remain mindful of the necessary steps to transform your ideas into tangible realities. This activation serves as an opportunity for adjusting your course concerning your ideas, thoughts, and concepts. It encourages receptivity to new learning or the arrival of vital information that changes your thinking in some way. However, be aware that you will need to stabilize any new beginnings and possibly revisit overlooked details in your eagerness to embrace the newfound truths unveiled from within. So, these are revelations. Jupiter expands your consciousness and, in this case, challenges your small thinking and asks you if that's really the way you want to go. Is that really the story you want to tell? All in all, this is a Mercury-dominated week with a lot of processing on the feminine side of things. Your receptiveness, your ability to take care of yourself, the way you nurture and are there for others. This all needs a reset. We've done it a certain kind of way for so many years, and now it's time to do it a new way. Now, at the bottom of my blog, I'm going to leave the Elements of Ritual class in there. I think we're keeping registration open. We've extended it for another week or so. But if you want to learn these rituals for everyday life or just sit at the knee of a wise elder, Louisa Teach, then join us there. The Power Circle subscription is your monthly tools. It's only $9.99 a month or $99 for the year, which saves you $20. But the biggest thing about that subscription is that you get the month of forecasts ahead of time for my trackers and planners. They're loving it. And the Lunar Tools, which has a lot of extra support and energy and things to do around the new moon, full moon on your own. Also, working with your personal activations can be useful. Knowing what Mercury, Venus, or Mars, the personal planets, are doing to you. These are not computer-generated reports, but something I created, a tool that I worked with for many years before I released it to the public. And, of course, for the new year, Astro Tarot reading is in here. It's 2-for-1, so it's $200. You get the cycles and where you're at now and a tarot reading with a focus on a question. Always a good one at the top of the year or anytime. And if you are new to my circle, then definitely check out the Soul Sister Circle video invitation. It has a little bit of my story, but it also talks about my core values, which run through all my circles. So join us when and where you can at these live events. This week is busy, busy, busy because we have the fire ceremony on Sunday, live on Zoom. We have the Power Circle Super Moons conference call on Thursday. And then we're back to Zoom for Ye Ye's Money Pouring Ritual on Friday. And we have Elements of Ritual class on Saturday. So I will be doing 4 events in 1 week. That's a lot, y'all. So I'm so excited to catch up with you in person when it works like this. Reach out if you need to. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.